How do I get 4,000 YouTube public watch hours quickly? Two reasons, or one main thing is create something people want to watch. It's very easy for an artist or even a creator to be in their own head or even their own ego to create something for them. Yes, it's you want to create something that resonates with you, but I think you also want to meet the medium of creating something for your audience that fulfills you, also fulfills the audience. So that's where like the whole collaboration comes into play, because sometimes there are artists or people who create that are just create concepts or that are way too far out there and that it doesn't land for some. But even then, who's to say? Like you can, that's my judgment on someone else. So you might create something and someone else lands on it. Like there's a whole bunch of random videos that my son's watching and he loves it, and then I don't exactly resonate with it. But going back into it, create something that people will want to watch. That means, like, I think two ways. One, leveraging culture, leveraging trends. The upside with that is it is very high in search. There's a lot of high intent about it. One of the ways that I've kind of grown my channel is through K-pop, because I am a professional dancer as well. And then I share my knowledge of dancing to break down and analyze K-pop videos. So I'm combining a passion of dance and profession of dance, but also leveraging something that's also very trendy, depending on who's trending at the time, and kind of sharing my knowledge on that. Kind of meets that in the middle. The downside with writing trends is that it's very fleeting. It comes and goes, and it's not exactly evergreen. I get right that to get the initial like awareness and attention. The other route is creating evergreen content, more like tutorial type videos or a Q&A type video, that can get pretty bland and boring kind of quick. That's the downside of it. But the upside of it is that it's evergreen. It'll be helpful if you're like a local business or a brick and mortar or a service, whatever frequently asked questions you get, use that as your initial starting off content to create, essentially giving the best free educational stuff you can for free. Like for me, I've dealt with injuries and I don't exactly have the money all the time to go to a chiropractor, but I want to know things that I can do to help mitigate that. So learning from YouTube, learning from other physical therapists, like the content that they share, like, and then albeit there's a lot of it again already out there, but that's a good place to start. Now the next thing from there, I would say study how other people are doing it. Very much like how athletes study game tape. They study their opponents. So you see what's currently happening. What are they doing that's working for them? Because maybe you can take little tidbits here and there. But the second thing, the most important thing is like self-awareness, studying where you're at, and just working with what you've got. Because we all start at zero. We start with like very minimal equipment. I used to just resort to borrowing friends' cameras or even using my smartphone, but work with what you've got. It's not about the fancy equipment, but you have to find a way to make yourself different. So yeah. So going back to my, like a couple examples, one for just specifically for that. So going back to the K-pop thing, which helped with growing my channel, aside from just doing a very simple reaction video, I shared my knowledge and I was inspired by, it was a segment that Kobe Bryant used to do, Detail. He would like essentially do a breakdown of how like a certain play works, and he would share his thoughts of the execution of it. I essentially was doing that. Like I would break down all the details of the performance. I would draw on the screen because my throat's a here. I'll draw on the screen because I came from an animation background and I had a tablet that I can just draw on to illustrate the things I'm talking about. And then that was essentially what was working with what I've got, because I had a current set of skills that allowed me to present something that was unique. So you might have a unique set of skills that you can combine and work with together to make the message that sounds similar to everyone else, but unique. So yeah, those are a couple ways. I feel like I'm making this whole thing much longer. I'm trying to get as tactical and as nitty gritty as possible. And again, this is, and at the time of recording this, it's 2023, things might change. But ultimately, you want, like, just to reiterate again, because I like doing that. One, leverage trends. Two, leverage evergreen content questions you're being asked. And three, right now at 2023, I would say leverage YouTube. Like once you have those two down, of what you're trying to do, if you're going to ride trends, if you're going to do evergreen content, or if you're going to do a little bit of both, I would say to take advantage of YouTube Shorts now, because it's pretty damn good. It's helping build a couple clients' channels, especially like one of our clients, and helping get leads growing and also growing their channel. So it helps because right now the algorithm, it's young. The algorithm is still pretty solid. It hasn't matured yet, but definitely take advantage of that. So hope this long-winded answer gives you some detailed insight.
How do I get 4,000 YouTube public watch hours quickly? Short answer. YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts. Just upload as much as you can. And then also, I mean, there's also the other end of the spectrum, which is like really long form content, like marathon type content. The downside to that would be, you know, you just put in all this time editing, like hours and hours of content, uploading it, and then you don't get the actual watch time people click off, like, you know, pretty early on. But like maybe like start with like an hour and try that. The reason why I also suggest YouTube Shorts is, you know, just from my experience as a YouTube user, as soon as I find like someone's like channel that has like really good like shorts content that is like super engaging, I immediately go to their page and look at the rest. I go find the rest. And, you know, and if they have a crap ton of content, they're going to get so much watch time just from me. Yeah. So, I mean, the secret to that is definitely engaging content that will keep people on your channel or your video for as long as possible. But yeah, so if you go long form, definitely make it as engaging as possible that nobody will click off. I mean, it's in the way you edit it, the way you know, do your titles, description, and all that, your thumbnail even, just to get people in your video. But yeah, so very, very short answer. Make everything engaging. Make your content engaging. If you go either way, if you go, you know, long form, like regular YouTube videos, the hack, I guess, is to just, you know, post a long video. Yeah, you know, we've all seen this, like there's people that will just upload it. It's not exactly like an entire playlist. It's not a playlist of different videos, but it's hours and hours of content of just music set to a looping video. You know, these like lo-fi playlists that's like 3 hours long, 10 hours long. Yeah, that's, you know, people do that. So that's something similar to that. And you can get so much watch time from that. So yeah, just stuff to think about.